The transportation finance legislation includes initial funding for the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority to build a new maintenance and operations facility to replace a 100-year-old former trolley barn that the administrator of the authority says is obsolete and too small to service modern buses. PVTA Administrator Mary McGinnis said the $72 million project has also been included in a five-year master plan that was recently approved by the Massachusetts Department of Transportation's Board of Directors.
What I'm attempting to do is move the funding up. Right now, most of the funding is at the end of the five-year plan, and we really need it to start in fiscal year 15, the next fiscal year. So I'm in the process of trying to get that to happen.
The authority has purchased an industrial site about 5 miles east of downtown Springfield to build a 308,000-square-foot building. The current bus maintenance facility, located in the north end of downtown Springfield, is just 37,000 square feet.
We have the good fortune to have a federal grant that we've been using over the past couple of years, and we'll be able to continue to use through the rest of this fiscal year to keep the project moving along. And so, for example, the first order of business is to deal with the asbestos that's in the building currently, because we need to demolish the existing building on the site. So that work is going to continue through this year without stopping a beat.
McGinnis said the PVTA has developed a comprehensive plan to improve and expand bus service, which will be paid for by a $4 million boost in state funding to support annual operating expenses. That planned expansion, the first for the PVTA in more than a decade, will be the subject of public hearings this spring, with a rollout to the new service expected in the fall.
And if we can improve frequencies, make service more direct, it'll be more attractive to additional people to ride. So we really feel that we're going to dramatically increase ridership.
The PVTA is the largest regional transit authority in the state, with service in 24 communities in Hamden and Hampshire counties, including Springfield, Holyoke, Northampton, and Amherst. There were more than 11 million riders last year. Ridership has increased by 2 million over the last decade. The bond bill would also provide a boost to rail service by supporting construction of a covered platform for passengers in Holyoke. That's one of three rail stops being built for a new high-speed rail line in Massachusetts. When the Amtrak Vermonter starts traveling on the upgraded track, it will be able to reach speeds of up to 70 miles an hour. The travel time through Massachusetts will be reduced by half an hour. Ridership is expected to increase, according to Dana Roscoe, a principal planner with the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
We're going to be able to access more people. We're going where more people live.
The bond bill approved by the House authorizes $300 million in so-called Chapter 90 funding for cities and towns to complete road, bridge, and other transportation improvement projects. Secretary Davey, in a letter to Senate leaders, said contracts have been awarded for 51 projects totaling $261 million, but work cannot begin until the legislature authorizes the borrowing. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.